than ovens.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palta. NATO said today its members are sending more ships and fighter jets to Eastern Europe in response to Russia's military buildup along its border with Ukraine. A NATO statement noted announced deployments or considerations for sending additional troops and equipment from multiple nations, including Denmark, Spain, France, the Netherlands, and the United States. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov accused the United States and its NATO allies of escalating tensions. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken warned Russia on Sunday that Russia knows, quote, all of the tactics and techniques that Moscow can deploy to undermine the Ukrainian government, but will continue to engage in diplomatic talks in hopes of easing tensions in Eastern Europe. As talks between the Taliban and Western diplomats were underway in Oslo, Norway, Afghan human rights activists on Monday demanded the release of two women released by the Taliban last week. The two women were arrested following anti-Taliban protests against the compulsory Islamic headscarf or hijab for women. They have not been seen since. Rejecting the accusation that the Taliban had abducted them, Taliban delegate Shafiullah Azam has said that he was not aware of that and suggested activists may be using this event to seek asylum. Women's rights activist Mahbuba Siraj angrily rejected this and conveyed her sentiments regarding the current government and the one previous, which was the one that was supported by the United States.
Yes, they were listening. I should say that. They really were listening. We give them a paper. We asked them what we wanted. They took it. They were very, very cordial about it. Something and do something else. That's when the trust is going to break completely.
This is VOA News. Two security sources and a West African diplomat say that Burkina Faso President Rochemark Christian Kabore has in fact been detained at a military camp on Monday. This follows heavy gunfire near his home on Sunday. Government officials had sought to reassure people that the situation was under control, even as shots rang out for hours at the army base. But by day's end, anti-government protesters supporting the mutineers also had set fire to a building belonging to Kabore's party. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Monday that COVID-19 has now entered its third year and called on countries to come together to end the global pandemic. Tedros said that we are at a critical juncture. We cannot let it continue to drag on, lurching between panic and neglect. He told the French press that it's plausible that the Omicron variant has moved Europe toward a kind of pandemic endgame. He speculated that 60% of Europeans would be infected with Omicron by March. Some conservatives are taking aim at policies that allow doctors to consider race as a risk factor here in the United States when allocating scarce COVID treatments. AP correspondent Julie Walker has this report.
The protocols discriminate against white people. Medical experts say the opposition is misleading. Health officials have long said there is a strong case for considering race as one of many risk factors in treatment decisions, and there is no evidence that race alone is being used to decide who gets medicine. In recent days, conservative law firms have pressured a Missouri-based healthcare system, as well as Minnesota and Utah, to drop their protocols and sued New York over allocation guidelines that include race as a risk factor. I'm Julie Walker.
The United Arab Emirates has intercepted two ballistic missiles targeting Abu Dhabi, the state-run news agency said. Missile fragments fell harmlessly over the capital. Videos posted to social media show the sky light up before dawn with points of light looking like interceptor missiles. Increasing frequency of drone and missile attacks on the United Arab Emirates may harm the Federation's stock markets and economy, according to an analyst. Torbjørn Soltvedt is the principal Middle East and North Africa analyst at the risk consulting firm of Verisk Maplecroft.
I guess for the UAE as a whole, you know, its status as a reliable oil supplier, and also as a hub for regional trade and logistics and finance, all of that is very much underpinned by what has so far been a very stable and favorable security landscape.
Via remote, Joe Palka, VOA News.